calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination. Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded. We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination. This is Anna on a recorded line. How can I help you today?
Hi, my name is Stella, calling from Family First Home Care. Regarding the member of us, I would like to speak with the service coordinator for that member.
All right, what's a good phone number for you?
It's 267-551-7406.
And now, can I have the Family First tax ID, please?
Our tax ID, sure. Give me a minute. Let me pull it up. That's 822-843-555.
All right. What is the date of birth for the number you're calling about?
Let me pull it up.
All right, that was August 11th, 1965.
Correct.
Member's name?
Michelle Jones.
Can you verify her address and phone number for me?
Sure. So our address and one file we have is 2450 North Board Street, 1913-2, and then the contact number we have is 267-637-0975.
All right, that is not the phone number I have on file. Do you have any other phone numbers?
That's the only number we contact her with.
Do you have the member ID number or Medicaid ID number?
Let me give you the Medicaid ID. That's 001-8401-893.
Perfect. Thank you. Let me check the authorization on file.
Because she did a request of vendor switch. She gave her a consent to that, but we never reached the service coordinator, so...
All right, so there's no authorization. You're looking to start services?
I guess so. She wasn't with a different agency before?
All right, let me see if the coordinator...
She said she should have 77 hours, so I'm checking.
Okay, let me see here... All right. The service coordinator is not available. I'd have to send a message requesting that she reach out to you. She would just have to reach out to the participant first.
She did already. That's why I'm calling, because she spoke already on the 12th with one of UPMC reps. But the service coordinator wasn't available then. But she gave consent to speak with us.
So consent only works call to call.
What do you mean call to call?
So she'd have to be on the call with you?
So that's what we did on Thursday. She was on the phone with us, and she gave consent. We were waiting for the service coordinator, but she wasn't available. So she said she'll call back, but she never did.
All right. So she did reach out to the participant. But the way it works with verbal consent is it only works for the call where the verbal consent was given. So she did reach out to the member. I can put in another request for her to reach out.
She should reach out to us, not to the member, because we want to check in the status.
All right. Was there anything else I can help with today?
No, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Have a wonderful day.
No problem.
Thank you for taking